Struggles.
Innovation.
Going all in.
Not holding back.
Mindset.
Being a leader.
Paving their own way.
Putting the real in real estate.
Listing legacies. Selling luxury. You have The Vault.
Unlocking conversations in real estate today.
We're live with The Vault. I'm your host, Jessica Hastings Lesperance. And let me introduce my wonderful co-host, Alexa Miller. Lex, who do we have the privilege to have on the show today?
Hello, everyone. Welcome back. I'm excited to introduce Justin McIntyre. Thank you, Justin, for joining us today on The Vault. We'll just start with you telling us a bit about yourself.
So first of all, thanks for having me. It's a pleasure to be here. So I won't make it too boring. Born and raised in Mississauga. I now live just outside of Barrie. I went to school for accounting, did 7.5 years in the corporate world, and decided it wasn't for me. I did marry my high school sweetheart, and we now have 2 young children, 4 and 2 years old, a boy and a girl. And I am a ex-amateur DJ and a classic car enthusiast.
Ooh, wow, neat. Cool. That's fun. So corporate world wasn't for you. Tell us a bit about that.
How deep do you want to go? it was too, I guess, political. There, you know, your efforts go unrecognized and unappreciated. So my first gig was a little over 5 years, and I worked my way up from the bottom, where I was just a clerk, to all the way up to assisting the controller in year-end, month-end reporting, all that sort of stuff. And I was still making the same wage and being treated as the entry-level position.
Wow.
So that's when I started studying for the mortgage license. And then they went through a whole bunch of layoffs, and they saw the writing on the wall that I wasn't going to be around any longer. So they did me the favor of cutting me loose at that time.
I love how you're so positive. They did me a favor.
Yeah.
Well, it was. I was miserable. Sunday nights would come around and my mood would just switch. Yeah. It wasn't for me. It was just the controller was not the nicest to get along with. He actually would come in and avoid everyone and not say good morning to anyone. And he would verbally call people out in the middle of the office and stuff. So it just wasn't a great environment.
Oh, no. To be in.
Right. No. Yeah.
I'd quit too.
Yeah. So how long have you been a mortgage? Are you a broker?
I'm an agent. The terms are used interchangeably, but a broker just means there's more education and you can run your own office and have a team under you.
Right. Yeah.
So I'm an agent level 2, which means I can do anything that's private, mix, A's, B's, all that sort of stuff. Level 1s can only do A's and B's.
Right.
So I've been licensed since 2016.
Oh, awesome.
And how are you finding it so far?
It's not as easy as it once was. So I started just before all the stress testing and everything came in. So right. I was learning how to do mortgages, and then the stress testing all came in. So I had to relearn everything, and it's just been a wild ride since then. Wow. Went up and down, and with COVID happening, you know, everything kind of came easy. And now with rates being where they are, well, where they were, they've come down a lot. It's just been, you know, trying to get back out there. And I'm very much getting out and meeting people, and COVID obviously took that away. So I felt like my hands were kind of tied in that instance and growing the business and just getting out and meeting new people.
And so what made you choose the mortgage field? Did you just kind of want to just dive into something new and try it, or what was your?
Well, it goes kind of hand in hand with the accounting. It's all numbers. Right. My dad had a saying where numbers don't lie.
Yeah.
Right. 1 + 1 = 2. There comes times where you can kind of manipulate them, but at the end of the day, there's a paper trail, a track record, and you have to be able to account for that. So math was always big in our house. My brother and I would get a stern talking to at the dinner table if our gym class was higher than math. We both grew up playing sports at high levels, so obviously gym was going to be a walk in the park. Yeah. But he was always like, no, math, it's going to be with you everywhere you go.
It's true.
You need to, you know, study it and do better.
Yeah. It's like a mystery, right? Like for you, on your end, the paper and figuring out the formula. It's neat.
Yeah. And my brain works in a weird way. My wife can attest to that. I'm like all over the place a lot of the time. And I look at things differently I actually, a quick story, when I was in grade 12, I was taking extra math classes because I needed to fill my schedule. And the first midterm, I actually got a zero because the teacher thought I cheated because I didn't show any of my work. I
Right.
showed like 3 lines of like possibly 8 lines, and I got the same answer, and she thought I cheated. So I showed her on the board after class. She chose one and wrote it out, and I did it for her. And I ended up getting the math award for the highest grade in that class for that year.
Wow.
I love that. That's a good learning
That's
opportunity.
amazing. Yeah.
Yeah,
Good learning
it's
for the
just.
teacher and you.
Sorry?
Good learning for the teacher and you.
Oh, for sure. She actually had me helping the rest of the class while exams were gone, like going
Yep.
on. She's like, yeah, can you just help them if they have any questions? So, of course, my friends would put up their hands and I was giving them the answers.
How honest you are now.
Right? So, like, she kind of had to see that one coming. But yeah, it's just. I always look at things differently, and I have more senior agents in the office who will call me and be like, hey, I need a way to place this.
Right.
And I'll just kind of look at it and be like, well, why don't you try this, that, and the other? And they just
Yeah.
kind of go, holy shit. Pardon
Yeah. So,
my French, but they kind of go, oh, wow, I never thought about that, right?
are you coaching or overseeing anyone now?
I am actually. So my office came up with a mentorship program. So it's more seasoned agents who are doing a certain amount of volume and have been for a couple of years that are chosen to mentor new agents that are hired on by our brokerage.
Oh, that's
And I don't
wow.
know if you can see it, but that blue, that was actually a mentor of the year award for
Oh,
2022.
and
Yeah, good
congratulations.
for you.
Amazing.
Wow. Yeah, and my wife is a teacher. She always wanted me to be a teacher, and I always said I can't. I don't have the patience for it, whatever. And then, here I am kind of teaching things, and she's just like, well, I told you, right?
Yeah,
So
that's funny.
yeah. Well, when you're that good at something,
You just naturally teach it, right?
yeah.
You get excited. I know that's me. I get passionate about something. Oh, I can't wait to show you, right?
Yeah, and like I said, the numbers kind of don't lie, and it's the beauty of this thing over the corporate world is things are always changing. There's never one file that's exactly the same as the other as
Yeah,
the
right.
file,
It's like real estate.
right?
Yeah, for
Yeah,
sure.
it's exactly right. You think you're going into a cookie cutter house, but you don't know that they ripped down that load bearing wall and put an extra set of stairs on the other side of the house or whatever, right? So
Yeah.
it's the same with numbers, is you just got to know how to dig in, what questions to ask, and how to get the most for the people.
I think
Wow.
the biggest takeaway is knowing what questions to ask. I get asked that a lot. Like, how do you know what questions to ask? I'm like, well, I think of the end result and work backwards and how we're going to help get there.
Yeah, exactly. And that's something that I've really honed in over the years, is asking those questions and pre-qualifying people from the
Yeah.
get-go, because I don't want to waste my time, I don't want to waste their time, and I don't want to waste the referral partner's time that sent me them.
Yeah.
Right. So it's kind of, time is money, everyone's time is precious. And I don't want to take that away from the clients. I don't want to take that away from the realtors, waste their time showing houses that shouldn't be shown. And also, I have a young family. I don't want to be wasting all this time, spending all this time with these clients and saying, yeah, giving them high hopes and false expectations. And then when it comes down to it, things go and, hits the fan.
Yeah, 100%. And if there's any realtors out there, like, Justin just touched on such an important topic. Pre-qualify your people. Don't go start showing properties until you know if they even talk to a mortgage specialist, and you go through your buyer questions, even sellers too, maybe sometimes they're not really ready to sell, right?
And that's something that I've actually, again, focused on with how I'm gearing my business, is I guarantee my pre-approvals to my referral partners.
Wow,
So
that's nice.
if I say they're pre-approved up to $750,000, then they're pre-approved up to $750,000. I
Yeah, I
put my
love
money where
that.
my mouth is. So I guarantee that.
I love that because there's been circumstances on our end where the mortgage specialist is telling the client too early, and then they're telling us on the other end, and then all of a sudden the deal's not going through because she just told them too early, right?
There are things I will get through that, and that's where my questions got better. Like a 72 year old man still paying alimony.
Oh, geez.
That came up, right? I asked him about any liabilities. They said no. So now it doesn't matter if they're a 22 year old person. I asked them if they have child support or alimony. And
Right.
I've had clients that are like 21 years old, and they laugh. They're like, no, I'm 21 years old.
Yeah. Well,
Like,
you should
I have to
ask.
ask, right?
Yeah.
I got burnt on it. I admit it. I got burnt on it one time, and I learned my lesson. So now I ask anybody. I don't care how old you are.
Yeah.
Do you have any child support or alimony payments?
Yeah. That makes sense. What are you seeing in the real estate market now on your end? Like, what are you seeing down in Mississauga?
Well, I'm actually just outside of Barrie. So I grew up in Mississauga. Oh,
okay.
So I moved north. But, you know, people are still waiting. People are waiting for the Bank of Canada to drop rates. But they don't understand that 90% of people are going to fix rates anyways. So they're kind of confusing how rates work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they think that the Bank of Canada dropping by a quarter of a percentage is going to help them on the fixed rate side when it's the complete opposite. Right.
Right.
It's interesting, so, right?
Yeah. And I don't know why it is. I've had this conversation over and over and over in the last few months. They're like, well, we're just going to wait until the Bank of Canada makes a decision. It's like, no, they have nothing to do with fixed rates. You want to go on a 3-year, 5-year fix, whatever it is, the Bank of Canada has no bearing on it. That's a variable rate situation.
I think it's perception in the news. People mm-hmm. get confused easy in what they're told, they're being told.
For sure. Yep.
Right? Yeah.
100%. Got to love the news, people.
Yeah.
Doom and gloom self, right? You
do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What would you say your biggest success has been in your career?
I would say being able to buy our first house because mm-hmm. of the career switch. Being in the corporate world, I never would have been able to. I just wasn't making income and wasn't able to save like I was. We were fortunate to have my in-laws who bought their last house with a basement apartment so that my wife and I could stay there as long as we wanted. She's Italian, so they're big about, you know, kind of family being mm-hmm. close to home and whatnot. So we had our own entrance, our home kitchen, 2 bedrooms. Well, it was converted into a bedroom when our daughter was born, our own washroom. So really, we didn't have to see them if we didn't want to. That was the biggest thing was, and yeah, there was times where everyone just kind of needed their space. So, you know, there'd be a couple of days where we wouldn't see each other, but you know, everything was on a good level. Also being able to take time off and work from anywhere, I guess is
You
know, making that jump. It's nerve wracking going from a corporate paycheck to self-employment, not knowing when you're going to get paid, but doing that and kind of not looking back has been a big thing.
Yeah,
and then, of course, I also have the awards I have back there to go with that one. There's one beside it for Simcoe Votes 2023. I was the platinum winner there, and also Canada Choice Awards for 2024.
Oh, that's amazing.
Well, that says a lot,
It does say a lot. I love the value in how you describe, you know, going from corporate to sole proprietor business ownership, because when I meet, you know, people who are interested in the industry, should I leave my 9-to-5? Should I work part-time? Like, they have 1,000 questions, and me, I'm a high D, so I'm like, just jump in and go with it. Why question it?
Right.
But you know, you have those other personalities. So how did you feel, and what made you make that decision to make that jump? Like, what was that last draw?
I guess I was just that miserable, to be honest.
Yeah.
I love how honest you are.
Yeah. And that's what you get. Like, I am who I am. You either love it or hate it. Like I said, I don't like to waste time or put on a persona that I'm not. Mm-hmm. So I'm an open book. I'm kind of a little too blunt and too forward and too open, I've been told. But
I think we've been told that too.
You know what? People need it. One of my very first clients, her Google review when I first started asking for them was, Justin was honest with us, brutally honest, but that's what we needed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. And
you're going to save someone in the long run.
Well, and that's what it was. She got hosed on. She was told she had to go private on her mortgage and this and that and the other, because on the private side, brokers can charge whatever they want. So you can make a lot more money going private as opposed to putting them with a B lender. So, and I looked at him like, no, this is a B file all day. You can go from 12% down to like 7%.
Whoa.
Right. So right off the bat, you're saving a big chunk of money on a month-to-month basis, which is going to increase your cash flow. But we can also roll your car into this and that and the other. So now you're having one payment at a lower rate, and mm-hmm. you know, your overall life has improved a lot.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And that's so powerful, right? Improvement in lifestyle. Like, that's what we all strive for some days, if you really think mm-hmm. about it, right?
Well, and go ahead.
No, and that's one of the questions that I ask. Like, what are you after? Everyone's like, what's your lowest rate? Mm-hmm. Like, are you after the lowest rate? Or are you after cash flow? Because there's a difference.
Yeah.
Right.
If you want to go cash flow, then there's different ways we package it up. Your rate is going to be a little bit higher.
Yeah.
But your payments are going to be lower, a little more manageable possibly. Right. So those are just some questions that people don't ask.
Yeah.
Well, and you're the type of mortgage agent that people need because you're going to, like, I've been with people that they're like, okay, this is what you need. Here's the rate, sign the papers. Like yeah. they don't really go into it. And like, I bought my first house before I was selling real estate. So I knew nothing. And it was just like, you know, I was just another number to them. They got me the mortgage and that was that. They didn't explain really anything to me. So yeah, you're definitely somebody, that people need to go to if they want to.
You need an honest, true, trustworthy yeah. person. Really, in the end of it, someone who's got my back.
Yeah.
To have that set of eyes that I'm not looking
right,
at.
Right, because you half the time people don't know yeah. what they're doing. Like, they yeah. don't understand
it. See, like real estate. That's yeah. why you hire a licensed realtor, right? Right. We're speaking in the verbiage, yeah.
Exactly, right? I have a lot of knowledge and a lot of information that I can only talk to my wife about it for so long before her eyes glaze over. So like, she hears about it all the time and she just kind of like, I'll be talking to her and I'll just throw in like random words and she's like, oh, that's cool. I'm like, you weren't even listening.
Yeah.
Right. And I get it because it's not something that she's really interested in when it came yeah. to our market. She's just like, just tell me where to sign.
Yeah.
Right? I'm talking to her thing. She's like, I don't care. You know what? Just tell me where to sign.
Yeah.
Right. So there's
about 5 minutes left. Can we jump in the opposite? What was your biggest struggle?
I guess the biggest struggle was breaking down my own barriers of bugging people. I'm not a ask for things kind of person. I've always been get it done myself, just because of what I was dealing with in the past, like as a child. I've just always been, I take everything on myself. So kind of breaking down those walls and kind of bugging people and be like, hey, you know, give me a shot. Try me out. This is what I can offer that's different than this person. And just taking that and running. And then, of course, being with my wife back at work after 3 years on mat leave, trying to keep the business afloat and operating and doing the things that I need to get done with two little ones.
Mm-hmm. It's hard.
It's hard.
It's
stressful
fun.
And hard, lack of sleep. Yeah. You know.
I'm going through that right now.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
It's fun. It's interesting. Yeah.
Okay, tell us about some of your future goals, life goals, career goals, all the goals.
I don't want to be doing, you know, $80 to $100 million in funding a year, because I know people that are doing 60 to 70 and their work-life balance is not there. They're always working. They're always, you know, worrying about this and that and the other. I want to find my sweet spot, and that's enough money that if my wife decides that she wants to go to work part-time or retire early, then she can. That's really all I'm after, is just,
I love how simple it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Simple and is clear.
And I had that conversation with one of my supervisors in the corporate world. He's like, you know, what do you want? Like, what's your goal in life? I said, I just want to make enough money that we're comfortable. I'm not stressing about things. I'm not living paycheck to paycheck. And we're happy.
Yeah.
And he goes, okay. And I said, how about you? He's like, well, you know, I want to start here and I want to go up to this position and I want to get that position. I want to be making this money. And then eventually I want to switch over to here and get this position. And I just looked at him. I'm like, that's your problem. Your focus is the corporate ladder.
Right.
Because I don't want to be 60 years old, retiring with nothing. And then that's the time where you are supposed to enjoy life.
So have you done the math on those? I know you have.
On how much I would need to make?
If you're climbing that corporate ladder to where you're staying steady now.
Have I done the math on if I've exceeded that?
No, if like the difference of like your boss climbing the corporate ladder to you staying steady where you are now.
I'm sure I'm probably making more than him.
Yeah.
Yeah, I bet. Yeah.
I know he's changed jobs like 4 times. We're LinkedIn friends.
He came
to my wedding. Like, we were close. He came to our wedding and stuff, right? So, but I know he's changed jobs like 4 or 5 times since I left.
Right, yeah. So still finding his way. That's okay.
Sometimes
it takes us, you know, longer than others.
Yeah.
Yeah. What would you say to someone, one recommendation to someone studying in your industry?
Do the hard stuff early on. Get over yourself. Don't take yourself too seriously. Which I'm still working on, but once you get over that and do the things that make you uncomfortable, then that's when you'll start to see this success.
Love it.
Yeah.
Very good.
It is
as cliche as it might sound.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's, I mean, you know, it's good. It's good advice. Well, thank you for joining us. Where can our listeners find you?
Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, LinkedIn. Either Justin McIntyre or at JM Mortgages.
Perfect.
Awesome.
Awesome. Thank you for coming on the podcast.
It was nice meeting
Thanks,
you.
Ladies. I appreciate it.
Thanks for listening to The Vault. You can find us on Instagram at The Vault Podcast and on all podcast platforms. See you next episode.